We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast presented by Strava Craft Coffee. Remember to use that promo code DNVR20 and you will save 20% off your entire purchase of that CBD-infused, deliciously rich, and potentially life-altering Strava Craft Coffee. I am your host, Drew Kreisman. I'm the managing editor of DNVR Rockies. Joining me in just a moment will be, of course, beat writer Patrick Lyons as we kind of discussed the baseball game from last night. Of course, the Rockies got absolutely shellacked. We didn't have much analysis to offer on the game. We ran through some fun and interesting statistics. We had a few things to say about where the Rockies are at and what they've got moving forward. So I don't have too much to add to the conversation. I wasn't sure whether or not we'd save it for the podcast. As it turns out, I think it was at least an entertaining enough conversation, I hope it was, to share with all of you. So we'll go ahead and get right into that. As such, I want to go ahead and take care of our business up front, let you know about this really super cool deal going on for DraftKings right now, especially if you're a little bit burnt out on baseball, you're not real feeling like you've got a real good handle on what's going on in this baseball season right now. You want to maybe turn your attention for just a moment to football. And even if you don't, even if you're not a football person, whether you've got the DraftKings app before, I'll tell you what, this is one of those reasons why you know you've got to get down with these guys at DraftKings because of deals like this where you don't even necessarily have to know anything about football. Because have you ever heard of a team losing by 100 points? Well, for week one, DraftKings is ensuring that even if Kansas City loses by 100 points in historic fashion, you still cash your bet. They have moved the spread to Kansas City for plus 101 points for all users. So even if they lose by 100, you still win big with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer. On top of that amazing offer, DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you have to do is sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook, enter their survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code DNVR to get in on all of the action. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700. And I think we alluded to it a little bit later on, but I'm not sure I 100% said it exactly as I needed to. So just so you know, you the fans and or all of the Giants were the draft king of the game. Again, remember to use that promo code DNVR at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. But tempting to try to give it to Garrett Hampson with his two home runs. But no, you got to go with Alex Dickerson, who nearly hit four home runs, and just tip your cap and slink on off the field. So anyway, without further ado, here's myself and Patrick Lyons trying to make sense of the nonsensical.
when you go live and the game's not over. Oh boy. Welcome doesn't even seem like the right word. I don't even think you can start with welcome. Hello. Are you done watching the Rockies game? Because we figured we were for now. How's it going, everybody? I'm Drew Kreisman. Y'all know Patrick Lyons. Figured we'd chat with you for a minute. May end up saving this for the podcast. If not, just these random bonus live videos are brought to you by our good friends over at Green Mountain Dental. Check them out. They'll hook you up with free Sonicare if you get a cleaning x-ray or exam. But, you know, normally I'd start by saying, hey, we've got to talk about an X to Y loss or win for your Colorado Rockies. Well, we know we're talking about a loss, Sir Patrick, but at the moment I'm speaking, it's 23-4. So the Rockies down by a couple of touchdowns and a field goal.
And the 23 is permanent, unless they go into extra innings, at which point the 23 could be more. But we're thinking, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I've been watching baseball for, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think they can get any more than 23 right now. They're in the bottom of the ninth. But the way the Giants have been hitting, maybe they could get more. I don't know.
They actually finally didn't score in the ninth.
Yes.
The only inning tonight where the Giants did not score a run.
And you know who the pitcher was that inning? Drew Butera. So anyone wondering about who will be the lockdown closer in the ninth inning for your Colorado Rockies, there's your silver lining for tonight. Drew Butera in the ninth. The bridge to Butera.
I always love watching whenever a position player has to come in and pitch and you're checking out your game day or your MLB.com and they're trying to, I don't know, curveball. I don't know. Came in at 80 miles an hour. It had some downward movement. Let's be nice and call it a curveball. So Drew Butera did indeed have the best ERA in the box score tonight for the Colorado Rockies. Just an absolute show. Cluster was a bad game all the way around for the Colorado Rockies. Though, Patrick, threatening, two aboard, only one away in the bottom of the ninth.
Garrett Hampson is at the plate. We can't really do play-by-play, but we can say that if he hits a home run, he will join Alex Dickerson in the three-home run game club.
Wow. And he struck out swinging.
So. Spoiler alert. That was fun, though. That was kind of fun.
Those 5 seconds while that possibility of Garrett Hampson also hitting three home runs in this game, as if it didn't really have enough absurd things. I'm with you, though, that I think that the best or worst or most notable and insane thing about all of this was Gabe Kapler with a replay review up 18-2.
18-2, final out. Okay, great, fine. No. He says, let's check that over at first base. And Bud Black is saying, are you kidding me? 16 run difference. And this was either in the sixth or the seventh. It may have been the seventh. That's insane. Giants score every inning except the ninth, as you said. And this is something that Bud Black will not be forgetting anytime soon about what the Giants, not only what the Giants have done in this game offensively, but particularly what Gabe Kapler did there in that moment. That is an unwritten rule. I didn't think you needed to write, but.
Yeah, that's not the same thing as swinging 3-0 or stealing bases or anything like that. Like challenging a play on the field when you're, not only are you already up by that much, but everyone's been standing out there for 4 hours at this point. Interesting way to go. And remembering again that you don't get rollover runs and it still does only count for one. You know, Patrick, I had to tweet out we get to honesty hours when things like this happen here on the podcast. And I had to tweet out, it's been a while since I've gone back to my old standby. One of my favorite films used to be, if you asked me, what's your favorite movie? I would always have to give you two answers. It was always either Fight Club or Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I used to quote Fight Club all the time. Don't do it quite as often. It gets irritating after a while. Like, we get it, dude. But I had to be reminded about the commitment in that film to hitting rock bottom. And when Tyler Durden says that hitting rock bottom is not a retreat, it's not a seminar. And then there's the whole thing about finding your power animal once you've hit rock bottom, centering yourself and trying to emerge as who you really are. Well, the Colorado Rockies have hit rock ass bottom. this is awful. This was embarrassing in every possible way. Now they just got to find their power animal and decide who they're really going to be from here on out.
They've got it. They've got their power animal because they hit that rock bottom last year. And they were the Cockroaches.
That's right. Cucarachas.
Let's go, Cucarachas. They were there. Not as glamorous as the, Ed Norton's Penguin, as he was known. He didn't actually have a name in that film. I think,
right.
I don't know if it was in the credits or just kind of after the fact, he goes by Jack, kind of, right. is his name. Great David Fincher film, of course. But that was definitely rock bottom. I think the weirdest thing of the game, I have to go back and look at my tweets because this was just one of those games where every 5 minutes, it's just this inspiration is everywhere. And maybe the craziest thing of the night was Pablo Sandoval legging out an infield single. That's like the eighth thing that we're getting to. And that's pretty huge. And there was a ground ball to Arenado too. He was still in the game at that point.
Yeah. Just of all the things. Oh, Tapia in play runs. That's nice to see. So, again, one of the few guys who's been good at the plate for the Rockies lately. He started the game off tonight. This seems like it was 12 hours ago. He had a really nice 7-pitch at bat, got called on a final strike looking that was borderline, but it was there. And you go, you tip your cap in that one. You go, oh, it was a tough one, but that's a good leadoff at bat. And then Pilar and Arenado saw 3 pitches between the two of them, both rolled out quickly. I was like, well, and then obviously that didn't matter at all because their offensive approach wasn't going to change what happened here with the pitching. But boy, oh boy.
It was a good takeaway for Tap because he was also in there in the eighth inning too. Like he was able to chip in a little bit on that brief little 2-run rally that they got going there. So and he's one of those guys where he needs to do that. I mean, frankly, all those guys in that lineup right now, they need to go out there and really grind and say, okay, we're probably not going to win this game, but you know what? I do have it at bat where I can make a difference, and I need to just, build upon something so that when I go in tomorrow, I don't just see an offer. Because through this seventh inning, or it might have even been the eighth inning, again, this is all, moved so strangely. It might have even been through the eighth inning, the only 2 hits of the game were Garrett Hampson's home runs. So think of it in that context.
Right.
Is that it was a 2-hitter up until the eighth inning when they started doing some things. Fuentes, Tapia, Walters drew a walk. It was rough.
It was rough.
And going into this game, the Rockies run differential. The Rockies run differential was minus 20, meaning they had given up 20 more runs than they had scored.
Right.
Well, at one point in the top of the eighth inning, the run differential in that game alone was minus 21.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Just absolute bananas. But they will play another one tomorrow. There's 2 games under 500. That's right, Blake. And if anyone's out there, I saw a bunch of people on Twitter, still going by my mom's old mojo about how your teams can't all win on the same day. Boy, did the Nuggets need a little bit of help out there as they almost blew game 7 right down to the final shot. They almost blew it. I was absolutely certain that was going to go in, but it didn't. So the Nuggets get to continue advancing with the Avs going tomorrow. And I know you're sick of the Rockies losing. The Rockies going, you know what? These are important elimination games for these other teams. We're trying to sacrifice for them. Let's just do this. Let's get it all out of the way. Let's do it all in one game. So this has to count for both the Nuggets and the Avs tomorrow. The Colorado Rockies get to come out and try to get a win with a clear conscience that they're not messing up the voodoo in the bubble sports Denver weirdness of all 3 teams playing at the same time. So you go, all the mojo out with that. Like I said, got to hit rock bottom at some point. I would imagine there are some conversations going on between players and managers and understandings and honest, let's call them honest conversations. Yeah. Matthew's not going to wear underwear tomorrow. There this is what go. I'm talking about. That's right.
What else?
These are the things that need to happen. Right. What are we doing? What's everyone doing? What do you got?
We know that when we sit on the couch and we've got our tortilla chips, we've got our salsa, we've got wings, whatever it is, the arrangement of those food items can heavily impact what goes on the field. We all know those things.
This is fact. Right.
Matthew is, he's going all in. Actually, he's not going all in. He's going all out.
He's going all out.
By going commando tomorrow. Right. That's serious commitment. What does everybody else do? Because we got to mix it up somehow.
The Seals volunteering to pitch. May need him. May need him. So stay on standby. Are you lefty by chance? They've got zero lefties after today's transaction.
You're left-handed, are you?
Me? No.
Oh, okay.
I'm slightly ambidextrous. There are certain things that I do. I eat. I wield utensils, forks and chopsticks and things of that nature.
Keep going with your list of utensils.
Those are literally
those are the only ones.
Spoons. What was that?
Quit showing off now.
John Mulaney joke about is it iced tea on that show? Just listing things that. Are you talking about spoons? You're talking about sporks? You're talking about knives? You're talking about.
Or you could talk about knifoons. Are you familiar with the utensil a knifoon? This is true. It's part knife, part spoon.
I can picture it.
You use it on kiwis. Yes, this is true. So you use jagged edge of the spoon.
I've got it. Yeah.
Right. You like think. I've got it. Boom! You scoop right in there, and then now you've got your bowl that's at the end of the spoon.
I need one of those for ice cream. Knifoon. I've never got enough. I've bent spoons dipping into the ice. I don't have enough patience to let the ice cream melt. I want that cold, rock hard chocolate. What are we talking? Who cares? Is the game
Drew?
Over?
I can tell you've never worked at an ice cream. You've never worked at an ice cream shop because your forearms are not
there. Yeah, enough. It's not
anyone
there.
Anyone who's ever worked at an ice cream, and we're going off the rails because that's what. Why not?
Your comic like, book Rocky reader thing. Forearms. These are yeah. What, true. Like, yeah, they don't deserve. What do they think we're going to talk about them tonight? Absolutely. Oh, here we go. Ryan said he was working during the game tonight. Mm. Maybe don't work tomorrow. There you go.
Commitment.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
You got to call in.
Calling sick. If you got to get fired, you got to do what you got to do. All right. Now, if this was LA, if this were Boston, if this were New York, and you've got a couple World Series under your belt, then you know what? You chance it. But Colorado, again, 0-27. They need a World Series. They don't even have an NL West pennant. So if you have to get fired from that job, for the Rockies to win tomorrow's game, you have to do that. I mean, right. You're a fan, aren't you, Ryan? Aren't you a fan, Ryan?
You're committed, right? It's like, well, the other guy just went like commando. Like, I got to go, like, get it. Put my livelihood on the line.
He started way too high. You got to lower it. I'm going to come in 5 minutes late. All right. We would have been fine with that. But when you talk about not about reducing your employment.
5 minutes late. No. Because you can get away with one day. The real problem for Ryan's going to be is if he just calls in sick and then they win. And then it's like, oh, I got a bad thing. And then they win again. And it's like, man, it's really a rough stomach bug. You know, I'm going to take all my day. But then they keep going. Then he literally will have to quit his job.
Well, we got a solution, though. We got a solution because, you know, we work at a sports media company and we can write about this Ryan Heidenreich.
That's true.
That's right. And when the Monforts catch wind that really the reason why Nolan Arenado is kind of snapped out of his season, Raimel Tapia is now the most exciting leadoff hitter in the game, why John Gray has found it, why Herman Marquez has bounced back after four straight losses, the first time in his career, the Monforts are going to go, whoa,
great timing, Irma.
Ryan, do not show up anywhere. We got you.
Right.
We got you. And you'll, I guess, technically be working. You'll kind of be on the Rockies payroll. But they will make sure that you have nothing to worry about, Ryan, because you will be the reason the Rockies are going to the World Series in 2020.
I'm in it. This is the kind of energy change up that you need. Not the kind of change ups that anybody was throwing for the Rockies out there tonight. Boy, were there some bad change ups. I got to say, the very first one that Gray gave up, the 480-foot triple-deck shot that was just a monstrosity of a home run. I didn't even think it was that bad of a pitch, other than obviously he didn't fool him at all with the changeup. But it ended up, you know, below the zone, inside. You know, lefties do like the ball there a lot of times. That can be a sweet spot for him. And clearly, again, gulped that thing right out of there. But, man, just nobody had it out there on the mound tonight. And it is whatever you want to call it, hitting rock bottom. Some people like that. I think the history of this terminology is fine. A come to Jesus moment, whatever you want to, whatever you want to call it. That's where the Rockies are at right now. This is a put up or shut up, reveal your true self. And all of them, everyone on down, nobody gets to be free from this. You know, I wrote a thing today, and it was about what the Rockies need to do to save their season. And of course, I talked more about Nolan Arenado needing to get going and some of these other things. But one of the takeaway lines for me from it was, you know, this is a talented team, and if they weren't, you wouldn't be this frustrated. I phrased it better than that in the article. And I think that's, you know, you have to keep reminding yourself of that, but then also that is a big part of the frustration, is that a team that has arguably the best third baseman of all time, a generational shortstop, one of the best hitters of the last 15 to 20 years in Charlie Blackmon, three of the best starting pitchers in the history of their franchise, a bullpen who's not reliable but has arms in there that can get you enough wins, and young, talented players who should be coming into their prime right now. What the hell is going on? And I think that's when I do start looking at the mental aspects of it, the leadership aspects of it, and whether that's Jeff Breidich and Bud Black and that staff, or Nolan Arenado and Charlie Blackmon and their on-field leadership. It's everyone's got to stand up and say, here's what I'm not doing that I need to do better. And everyone's got to be better moving, except for Ryan Altapia. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Right?
Yeah, it's baffling, you know, in a lot of ways. But I think, as you know, mentioned here in our chat, you know, a lot of it just has to do with the small sample size. And, you know, not every season has a game like this where you lose 23-5, but you do have those games where, you know, the other team just has your number. And I think it's just kind of, you know, it's really put under a microscope right now with the short season. And I think, you know, guys are just pressing too much, trying to do too little. And no one talked about, you know, what it was like to have that, you know, short spring training ramp up. And yeah, sure. Okay. It was spring training 2.0, but you know, once you've had, you know, 2 months off, where you're not able to compete at all, it's just a reset. You know, they had, think about how long the off season typically is before guys start reporting back to camp. Some of them, you know, in mid January, some of the young guys where they have these young pitching and hitting camps, guys who, you know, later on in the season end up contributing, or guys who have off season homes in the Scottsdale area, how, you know, basically end of January, they're already gearing up to get going. And think about how there was a second off season there. And yeah, all teams have been battling that, but some better than others. So again, what is that element of why the Rockies are struggling with this? I'm not even going to say more than other teams, because again, you look at their record and they are right in the middle of the pack.
As we've talked about, you look up and down the standings and lots of teams have gone through these horrible stretches and nobody's emerging. I mean, the AL is basically decided already, but in the National League, basically nothing but the Dodgers being the best team has been decided, and no one's been able to get on any kind of extended positive run. Maybe the Padres now starting to emerge as that second team, but beyond that, it's just a cluster of everybody in the middle, and that remains good news for the Rockies. They're always, You know, that means you're one good week away from getting right back into the middle of the pack. But it's, you know, it's funny. I was trying to remember the game, and I think it was last year. Germán Márquez had one in the first game of a doubleheader, where he came out and just didn't have it, and they got absolutely thrashed. And while they were well out of it by that point, they did come out right after that and like play a really good second game. I think they lost it, but it was like a 2-1 second game after losing like 17-1 in the first one, right? And it was like the same day. And it just reminds you that every baseball game is a totally unique event. Even sometimes when it's played between the same two teams on the same day. And you never know what it's going to take for things to turn around. The only question is there enough time for it to matter? But it all comes down to a gut check moment now for Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, that day was July 15th last year, and it was against the Giants, where Jeff Samardzija went out and looked better than a typical Notre Dame wide receiver. He looked like a real starting pitcher. Back when he was one, shots fired. But hey, yeah, they lost 19-2 that game, and then they came out. They were competitive behind Chi-Chi. They did lose 2-1, but they brought it back.
A 2-1 exactly. Game after 19.
Same two teams. 19 runs. Yeah, and then the next one, it's crazy. But that's baseball. Yeah. That's baseball. And you know, the interesting thing is, as long as the Rockies can just get into the playoffs, it won't matter if they are two games under 500, which is a possibility. They could still sneak in, right? Mm-hmm. And really, the biggest what if, or the biggest thing you hope, is get that number 7 seed. And if you can play the Chicago Cubs, you can really start to log some victories under your belt, start to believe and say, hey, who do we got on the hill? Oh, just a guy that, you know, threw 7 innings and only gave up 1 run at Wrigley Field. And it's like, oh yeah, that guy's our starter. We got a damn good team. Let's make a run. Let's do this thing. Much like, you know, Corey Sullivan said in that 2017 season in September, when someone said, hey, what are we going to do? Hey, we got to win it out. We kind of looked at each other and said, yeah, let's do that.
Just do that.
And so they got to get to the playoffs before that happens. Right, and maybe they'd have to be that 7 seed, but that's still on the table right now. You know, this is only one loss, that it only counts for that. Yeah, it jacks up their run differential like crazy, but that's not really anything to be concerned about anyway. And unless it's really good, and then you can pat yourself on the back and feel really good about your ball club, you know, suppressing runs while also, you know, doing well, you know, offensively. But
right.
They're still in the thick of it right now.
Michael Givens wondering if he's ever going to get to pitch. You got to be up for your late inning reliever. You got to be up for me to come to the game.
Yeah, I imagine he felt like I did a few times when, you know, I was a pitcher, and if I had the opportunity to pitch, I wanted to pitch. And then the coach would be like, ah, this game is maybe getting out of hand or whatever. He's just in one of those kind of moods, and he just, the left fielder, hey, you want to pitch? You're like, I want to pitch. I'm the actual pitcher. Can I pitch? So Michael Givens is sitting in the bullpen like, I would like to make my debut for this team at some point. Why are you letting the catcher in this game and pitch? And, you know, that those are the things that the professionals obviously have to deal with. But he's like, why not me? Why not me?
True Butera out there pitching. That's it. And he was it was good, and he fielded a ball right back to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good defense on the hill.
And that's why you tune into the DNVR Rockies podcast, because of this great analytics. He fielded a ball that came right back to him. Drew, when it comes down to breaking the details down of a game, there is nobody better than you, my friend.
That's right. It was right there. Just nailed it. Also about how it impacted the NBA game. These are the things you're not going to get anywhere else. All right. Final thoughts. Do any of these count as thoughts? I think I'll probably be able to preserve this for an actual podcast. We'll see if anyone listens to it, but
it's not going in the fireplace, right away.
Yeah, there were moments of this. I'd compared the Rockies to Tommy Dreamer and his relentless ass beatings over the years.
And now it's more of a Barry Horowitz situation. How has your analogy changed here? Brooklyn Brawler? What are we doing?
I was going to see if you could provide us with one. Brooklyn Brawler.
Hawkins? Zach Ryder? Ooh. Where are we at? AKA Matt Cardona.
I don't think we're in Curt Hawkins territory yet. Zach Ryder. This might have been a Zach Ryder getting thrown off the stage in a wheelchair and a neck brace by the guy who just stole his girlfriend. No, by a guy working for the guy who just stole his girlfriend. That might be exactly.
We could get someone to Photoshop Kane looking more like the big orange machine.
Yeah,
like he's wearing a Giants outfit, just pushing off. I don't know, John Gray in a neck brace in a wheelchair off the Titantron there. Yeah, we've gotten to wrestling at 26 minute mark. This is the earliest we've dipped this deep.
That's right. They did this to us. It's their fault.
We're just responding in kind. Three guys had six RBI tonight. That is a first. That's a record. That's never happened. Alex Dickerson, 16 bases, tied Willie Mays' franchise record. How about that? He narrowly missed that fourth home run. How close was that to going over? That was very nearly four home runs, which I think it only happened maybe 16 times, whereas three home runs had happened 300 times going into today. Marcelo Ozuna hit three. In Fenway, became the first guy to ever do it at Fenway. And Alex Bam Bam Dickerson goes off with three home runs. Alex Big Hurt Dickerson with the three home run game. Alex Human Highlight Reel Dickerson with three home runs.
Alex the Alex. No, I'm...
Alex, I'm not Corey Dickerson.
So if we're saving this for the podcast, there's two things that I have to do.
Okay.
One, congratulations, I guess, to Antonio Santos on his major league debut. Probably didn't go quite how he was hoping. Got knocked around a little bit. Wasn't alone. He was in company tonight. You know, he had plenty of company tonight, but he did make his MLB debut, and that's always a big moment in a young man's life.
Outside of the Rockies' new closer, Drew Butera, Antonio Santos, was the only pitcher to not give up more runs than innings pitched. 2.1 innings pitched, only gave up two runs. Can't say that for the other guys.
What kind of bar? That may have been one of your best on-the-spot, like, baseball stat. Just... Oh, that's really funny.
The Giants were 11 for 26 with runners in scoring position. I think that was like second most runners in scoring position that they had ever had.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'll say this. The Rockies only left six guys on base. Giants left nine. So who really won this game tonight?
I mean, really, when you think about it. Joseph, I see your question about wanting to see other arms. Can they get rid of anybody? You could put any other reliever's name on there. There are no other arms. This is it. This is what they got. Antonio Santos had to make his MLB debut tonight. That's all they got. Ryan Rollison's the only other guy. Patrick and I have talked about him a little bit. Lefty who's never pitched above high A ball. But we both think has an interesting, you know, potential and future in him. But there's no one to go get. The trade deadline is passed. There's no one in the organization other than maybe Rollison. Santos already has you reaching into your depth that you were not hoping to touch. So,
yeah, he only had a handful of starts in Double A last year at Hartford. So he himself, you know, doesn't have that much more experience than Rollison. So you kind of needed that body, and they went out and got him. Drew, you got that look on your face. What are you laughing at again now? This game was crazy.
this comment. We scored 5 runs tonight. Offense improving. I love positive. You guys so much. I got a few fun ones on somebody was commenting on Drew Butera's pitching style that at least he was working quickly. I got that on Twitter.
The anti Zach Gallen.
Seriously, yeah. Though. Look, you know what you're out there to do. Throw the ball over the plate. We're all trying to go home eventually. Gabe. What?
Wait, who's yeah, Gabe? I've drawn a blank. I tuned out for half a second, and I just heard you say Gabe.
Gabe.
And that made me laugh.
Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler.
Coming out here and dragging this game on. I'd see how the Rockies respond to getting punched in the mouth, in the face, in the ear, in the other ear.
They're funny. I don't know if they'll rebound right away. I feel like they always take like an extra day to get it. Like they'll compete tomorrow. They'll be all right with Freeland on the hill, and that's kind of your saving grace is Freeland's like, hey, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, Bullpen
need some help. You know, there is an off day on Thursday, so I know you're all thinking it. Wait a minute, off day on Thursday? That must mean there's the DFA show coming up. You'd be right, but more importantly, let's focus on the Rockies. Freeland is going to want to go ahead get some serious innings to save that bullpen a little bit because this weekend it's Dodgers in LA, followed by the Padres in San Diego. So, you know, an off day is nice, but you really want to be fresh and you really want to kind of give some hope because you do have Senzatella in LA again after that 4-home run start a couple weeks ago. Then we assume Ryan Castellani, unless Chichi Gonzalez has now kind of skipped him. I'm going to say no after what happened today with Gray. I think you need Chichi as like a, man, we need your innings. We need you to be able to jump in at a moment's notice to throw 3-4 innings and maybe even do that 2 out of 3 games. Like if he needs to do it Friday night, he can come back Sunday afternoon and possibly do that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think you're right. So we'll see. But boy, do they need that day off. They need a change of energy. They need a change of everything. They just need to do everything they can to wash it off and do something else. But I guess since we've go ahead.
My pencil's up, so I've got a question. That's why I got to watch the video. So I have a different writing implement, not a utensil, like Drew's spoon, his knife, etc. Go back and listen. He did show off with his extensive list of utensils. But my pointer that I'll take notes with, it's a Rockies pencil. We are working on getting DNVR pencils for all your children, as well as DNVR Trapper Keepers. Stay posted because we when those come available, you can get them at dnvrlocker.com. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about the potential deal with JanSport, but I will say this. I will say this because my pencil went up. Jairo Diaz, what do you do with a Jairo Diaz? What do you do with this guy right now?
You can't do anything with him right now. The only thing you do is what they've done the last couple of times, which is put him out there in games that are already out of hand and hope that at some point he gets his command back. Other than that, you just have to not pitch him in important innings. He's completely he's gone to the very bottom of the totem pole and has to work his way back up. There's nothing you can do about it now. And it's unfortunate for the kid because he had done so well last year and the stuff is still there and he may be a mechanical tweak away from locking right back in, but you know, you just can't put him out there with performance. Like he's missing his spots by feet, not inches. And you can't have that. And there's nowhere to send him. Joseph, if it was a normal season, you'd send him to AAA and you'd give him pressure-free innings to work through it. And it'd be a perfect spot for a guy like this who's, you know, basically in the second year of his major league career and is searching for it. And this is a tough place to be searching for it. but there's no minor leagues. There's nowhere for him to go and get that action in. And just sitting him completely on the bench doesn't help. So, you know, do what you can, but I don't think there's much of an answer now. Your answer's got to be hope that when you're up in games, your starting pitchers are going six or seven and you can hand it to Estevez, Givens, and Bard. Those have got to be your guys.
Yeah, precisely right. And one of the nice things about the Rockies organization, about, you know, their loyalty, is that, you know, Jairo's going to be okay. You know, and with another team, another organization, and say, well, you know, what have you done for me lately? You might go, you know what, this guy's done. We need to free up a roster spot. They would just cut a guy like that and just totally demoralize them in that way. You know, I not every team, you know, obviously, you know, reacts or responds that way, but he has a home with the Rockies, and they're going to do everything they can to ensure that, you know, he is able to figure it out and give him those opportunities and say, well, you know what, we may have to designate you for assignment, but we want to keep you around. Like, if you go somewhere else, we'll respect that, but, you know, we'll still take care of you and look after you and all those things. And, you know, that is one of the bright spots of being loyal, is that, you know, they really do care about their people in their organization, not even just the players on the team, but, you know, the people that, you know, work in the front office, the people that you and I have you know, grown accustomed to see him when we're at the stadium, and right, we've gotten to know and build relationships with. You know, they do a good job of looking after those people. So you feel good knowing that, you know, after everything that Jairo Díaz has been through, that, you know, the Rockies aren't just gonna leave him out in the cold in that way. They'll get him to figure something out, whatever it is. And you know, it's kind of the silver lining in the whole thing for right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we've said many times before, whichever way it goes, we'll always be there to talk you through whatever it is, whether it's the wheels finally fully fallen off of this thing and it turns into a nightmare of a season, or if the Rockies turn it around and recapture your faith and trust and actually play their best baseball right at the time where it would be most beneficial for them to do so. We're going to have to all find out together. So stick with us on all the social media at Drew Kreisman, at Patrick D. Lyons, at DNVR_Rockies. Make sure you're subscribed to the DNVR.com so you don't miss out on any of that written content. Plus, you get discounts on all kinds of merchandise, including hats, shirts, masks, trapper keepers. I wish I wore a trapper keeper so bad. You do get a much bigger beer when you come into the DNVR bar if you're a member. So just all kinds of reasons to make sure that you get that done. Otherwise, we can only ask that you continue to be absolutely awesome enough to still be listening to this and hanging out with us despite a 23-5 loss for your Colorado Rockies. But in the meantime, you know we will continue to be absolutely Patrick Lyons and Drew Kreisman. And until next time, we will see you at the ballpark.